Alan, good morning. How are you?
Hi-ho, I'm great. How are you?
Well, you don't have to get your umbrella out just yet, but it is raining and a little chilly to get things started here on a Tuesday. Last time we talked to Alan, he was getting ready for the Model A Ford show and the Big Pancake Breakfast. Alan heard that it was a great success. Give us a little recap of that before we get to this week's event.
Yeah, we're still doing the bookkeeping, but we had 176 people at the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast and Antique Model A Ford show. It seems like we topped the year before. For the last five consecutive years, each year we've topped the year before in what we brought in. The beneficiaries of this are the children of South Central Indiana, as well as some of our other youth programs that we support, including the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington, Crestmont, and Ellettsville.
And you didn't have the best weather on that Saturday morning either, and to get almost 200 people in there, that's a fantastic job. You got help from the Monroe County Sheriff's Department as well, so just great. I'm sorry, you can blame me for that weather. I will take full responsibility for it.
It was a great place to go that morning.
You know why?
The food was great.
Yeah. You know why? Wow. It was indoors.
That's right. you did a nice job with that, Alan.
Well,
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, Keith was there.
Right, and I saw the pictures.
Jim Inman.
Yeah. Jim Inman, right. Mm-hmm. Put those on our Facebook page. That was great to see. And helping you guys out. Now, you've got a big event coming up on Thursday as you have your weekly luncheon. And you've got a big – well, Indiana's going to turn 200. It's coming up right around the corner. Tell me how this ties in with your luncheon on Thursday of this week.
Okay. This is going to be the Kiwanis Bicentennial Salute. As you know, this whole year we're celebrating the Indiana Bicentennial, which actually takes place in the month of December. That's when we got our statehood in 1816. And we thought it would be really interesting to bring some people into town and offer local residents the opportunity to see some of these things close up and personal. And while we were putting this together, we found out that one of our own from the city of Bloomington is very much involved in this. We're going to have Perry Hammock here to speak, and he's the executive director of the Indiana Bicentennial Commission, and he's going to bring a number of the Hoosier produced items to commemorate the Indiana Bicentennial with him, so we can see them, touch them, feel them, buy them. And one of them is the official book that the state had commissioned, and the title of the book is Indiana at 200, A Celebration of the Hoosier State. And it's 14 chapters of vignettes, photographs, historical documents, and the Indiana Bicentennial Commission invited 14 distinguished Hoosier authors to write an essay for each of the 14 chapters. And our own Bob Hamill, right here from Bloomington, was asked to write an essay on one of the chapters. And guess which chapter he was asked to write the essay on?
I can't guess.
Hoosier sports.
Well, that was too obvious.
Yeah.
I thought you were setting me up there to pull the chair out from underneath me. Yeah, well, that's great. Well, he should because obviously one of his history and sports. I mean, that's what you think of when you think of the great Bob Hamill. And he's one of the contributors to this, and he'll be at the luncheon as well?
Yeah, he'll be there. They'll have the book there. They'll discuss the book. Those in attendance will be able to purchase the book at a discount. And Mr. Hamill will autograph each book purchased at the event. Mr. Hammock will also be bringing the two medals, the two official Indiana Bicentennial medals that were commissioned for the celebration.
So these are medals that were designed by this artist?
Yes, the artist is from D-Bay, Indiana. I think I'm looking here for her name. It's Diana
Weaver.
Weaver, yes, thank you. And we're a great team.
That's right.
And the interesting thing about the medals is that they were designed by this well-known artist from D-Bay. And they were struck right here in Bloomington by Indiana Metal Craft.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And then there's an official flag for the Indiana Bicentennial. Unfortunately, the 3x5 size flags have sold out. So we won't be able to see those, but Mr. Hammock is bringing the desk version. They're like little 3x6 flags, I believe, and we'll be able to see those, and we can purchase some of those also.
Alan, what's the role of the Parks Department in all of this?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Kiwanis Club of Bloomington decided to donate a bicentennial garden to celebrate the event to the city of Bloomington and the people of Monroe County. So we turned to the Bloomington Parks and Recreation Department, and we've partnered with them, and we've been working with them, and we've got a spot, and we're going to start working on it. We're waiting for final approval, but Diana Fuller from Ellisville, Doc Hornick, Dwayne Hornick from Ellisville, and Natalie Darshaw from Bloomington, and me from Bloomington are on the committee to make the garden happen.
Why don't you use Keith's backyard? There's plenty of room back there.
Oh, yeah. That's you. Dig it up.
Well, what we're going to do... Well, I could run with
you,
that.
You could run
anyhow,
with that.
What we're going to do is announce the final selection of the location of that bicentennial garden at Thursday's meeting, and we're going to present a dedication stone. It's a piece of limestone cut in the shape of the state of Indiana,
oh, wow,
about 2 feet by 1 foot by 2.5 inches, and it's all limestone, and that's been donated to the cause by Bybee Limestone and up in Ellisville, and I'm sorry, they're in Steinsville, aren't they?
Sounds good. So. Hey, Alan, I know, yeah, Perry Hammock, and it's worth the price of admission to your luncheon to hear him speak. He's an amazing guy,
told,
and he's got
That's
a great story to talk about, and you're going to really enjoy having him as a speaker.
Great. Yeah, that's what we were told, and we're looking forward to it. Now the stone is going to be presented to the deputy mayor, Mick. Now, help me pronounce
Rennheisen.
Rennheisen?
Just Mick Rennheisen.
Oh, Rennheisen.
There you
okay.
go. Yeah, because yeah,
he will be there to accept the.
Does he have to
plaque.
Carry it away, Alan?
Well, you know, you guys.
That's part of the
it
gig.
It doesn't seem like a very big piece of stone, but it weighs 60 pounds.
Oh, he can handle that. That's his golf bag.
Lift with your legs, not with your
right.
bag. Now, Alan, all everybody right, hears sure. about all these important artists and important speakers, important writers. This must be some exclusive event nobody can get their hands on.
No, it's open to the public, and it's only $11 for the program, the lunch, your dessert, your beverage, your tax, your tip, your parking. It's $11, and you can make a reservation by calling 812, of course.
Tell them where it is, Alan.
Okay, 336-7456. It's going to be in the Indiana Memorial Union Building in State Room East.
Okay.
And doors open at 11:30 and will be done promptly at 1 o'clock. And then those who want to get copies of the book, that's when the book signing will start.
So come by, see the new flag, or the 200-year anniversary flag, the medals, the big 250-page hardcover book. Bob Hamill will be there signing copies as well. And for $11, they get you in and out in 90 minutes, so you can take that nice lunch break and help Kiwanis and their mission to help one child at a time and help folks here in Monroe County. Do we get it covered?
Exactly right.
And that is coming up Thursday. That's Thursday the 19th, just 2 days from now. And again, call 812-336-7456. And Indiana at 200, a celebration of the Hoosier State, will be the book, and you'll hear more about these great opportunities. Alan, great job as always. We appreciate your time
thank
here
you.
On a rainy Tuesday, and we'll get caught up with you soon.
All right. We thank WGCL.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Alan
Take
Pease
care.
From Kiwanis. Thanks to the club president, Tomasino O'Connor, and the gang as well. So that's a busy day, but Indiana turning 200, this is going to go on because we've got torch relays down
oh, yes.
the road coming. And
yep.
Are you running in that?
I think I'm walking in that.
Will you be in the?
I may be sitting in the back of a truck or something.
Keith will be in the bell tower with a pair of binoculars and a megaphone, reviewing that stand. So that's all the fun stuff coming up. So if you want to see what is happening, that's the good news. And again, 812-336-7456. I'll put this press release up.
They've been planning this for 200 years. I mean, you can imagine how good it's going to be.
And they've had 199 years of practice each birthday. And that's a lot of candles to blow out. Is there a new fire chief yet? Do we have to call him?
You talk about all of this stuff about it. You know, 200 is a nice round number.
It is.
Let's celebrate 200.
That's why everybody
pays
attention.
They didn't do 199.
They didn't. So there you go. Good stuff from Alan Pease. We always like getting caught up with him. Their organization does a great job to help our local community, and we like to help them out when we can do so.